Fellow auto detailers, welcome to the show that features interviews with today's most successful auto detailers. This is the Auto Detailing Podcast. Here's your host, Jimbo Balaam.
Hey, what's up, everyone, and welcome to this special week of daily detail tips. Now, I've tried to do this in the past where I do a lot of episodes every day, but what we're going to do for this special week where a lot of us are quarantined or there's travel restrictions and just restrictions on our life, this whole week I'm going to come at you with about five different tips that you can use to implement in your business or in your life to help your business grow. So make sure you check back every week, either on my YouTube channel or on wherever you get your podcast. And every day we're going to talk about a different item that you can use to help curb boredom, first of all, but also make sure that you're set up for success and also can keep that money flowing. So keep a lookout for that every day this week. So today on this first episode, we're going to be talking about diversification. Now, it's really ironic because a lot of these kind of mundane things that I've talked about for years and years and years are finally coming into being very practical and very needed. And I see this ring true with my own life. And that's why I've talked about it for so long, because it happened to me in my own life, usually with weather on a yearly basis, but now it's with the unexpected. So being diversified and diversification is huge. And that's why I've harped for a really, really long time on doing a podcast, doing a YouTube channel, and all those different things. So in my world, as I started out as a mobile only detailer, I was relying on one source of income. And that can be great, and it can be very, very stressful when things happen like, hey, don't leave your house, right? That could be very, very stressful. Also, I'm getting reports of people not, you know, being able to go to office buildings and wash cars because people aren't going to work because they can't, right? And so being diversified is extremely helpful, like massively helpful. So one thing that I focused on really since I started this podcast 6 years ago, which this was my first diversification step, is to create this podcast. But since then, I've been able to grow that diversification to about between 8 to 10 different streams of income at any given time. Now, I'll be completely honest with you, not all streams are extremely profitable. Some only trickle in $100 a month, but it's still a stream of income, right? And so some do a lot better than others. Some do a lot worse than others. The point is that they're there, and at any given time, I could dedicate resources to the ones that are sagging if the ones that normally do very well, I can't do. So obviously, doing a ceramic coating is very, very profitable. But if I'm not doing a ceramic coating, I have my my liquid or my chemical brokering business that may be doing really good, especially in times of people needing cleaners and hand sanitizer and all that. I have that business doing well, or people are at home more, so there's more kind of DIY stuff going on and blah, 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 blah. There's more people at home. I'm seeing my views on YouTube go up. My podcast views go up because people have more time to paint their house, paint the interior wall that they wanted to do, and they have headphones in as they do that. So you can see that being diversified and having multiple things going on can really be helpful. Now, I understand you may only have one stream of income right now, and that one stream may be detailing, but that's why you need to do stuff like maybe invest in an ozone machine so you can do odor removal and sanitation inside cars. Maybe the weather still sucks where you're at, so you need to do interiors, and you can flip over to doing interior details and disinfectant. You don't need to claim that you're going to kill the virus or any viruses at all, just that you're going to disinfect and kill things inside the car and bacteria inside the car. Don't make any crazy claims. Don't be stupid about it, but you can still, you know, insinuate that you're going to kill bacteria and germs, which you are if you're going to use multi-purpose surface cleaners. And if you look at the research around ozone gas, it's definitely used as a disinfectant, and in fact is being used to kill the current virus. So I would implore you today to sit down, take a few minutes, and start strategizing on how you can diversify your services, maybe within the detailing space or outside the detailing space, to make sure that when there's a dip in one way, you can counterbalance that dip by having another stream pick up. This is also another time where new industries are born. I know the news is telling us it's doom and gloom, but there are massive opportunities in these downtimes, incredible opportunities in these downtimes, and we need to be looking for them. I know I'm definitely looking for them. Within and outside of the detailing space, I'm definitely looking for new opportunities, and that's why I'm pressing hard on these podcasts this week to diversify. So, of course, another way I diversify is sponsorships, another stream of income. So I have a few things that if you want to support me, and more so support your business and get it to be more of a legitimate business, there's two excellent resources that are very, very inexpensive that will actually, you'll make so much money from them that you won't even, if you complain about how much they cost, it's really irrelevant. And that's the Detailer Inner Circle. You can check it out at detailerinnercircle.com. That is a marketing masterclass. If you have, and it's going to kind of play into some of the other tips that I have coming out this week, but really, if you want to just explode your detailing business, even during a downtime, check out detailerinnercircle.com. And of course, you need a database that you can kind of store all those clients that you have. Your phone works, and there's other free things that work as well, but House Call Pro is an incredible just CRM, like I said, note cards and texts and all that stuff through housecallpro.com. And if you want to see a free demo, I'm all about free during this week, and maybe you finally have that hour or half hour or 20 minutes to kind of sit through a demo, I would highly suggest going to housecallpro.com/ADP and signing up for a free demo, and you can see how you can implement it in your business. So other than that, hope you guys enjoyed that episode. Check out tomorrow's episode for yet another free tip. See ya.